Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. In today's episode, we're talking about the causes of recession. But first, a thank you to our sponsor. International Coffee Farms grows and sells specialty coffee from Boquete, Panama. Their specialty coffee sells for a premium to the commodity coffee at auction, and as a landowner, you would benefit from those high prices. The idea of a safe, diversified, cash-flowing offshore investment is intriguing to you. Check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back, and today we're talking about the causes of recession. We ask the question of whether the signs of impending recession are visible yet. Recessions occur when industries get a little overexcited. They build more capacity and more inventory in anticipation of further growth that simply doesn't materialize. There aren't enough buyers for the excess inventory, and the company wakes up one day and says, "Holy cow, how did we double the inventory compared with our benchmark? How did we let this happen?" All of a sudden, they slam on the brakes, they lay people off, they stop production, and now you're in a full-blown recession. The cost of the inventory is too high, and they risk running out of cash, so they have to take action. And that's why you see a sharp downturn, a sharp slowdown whenever a recession hits. If your business is cars, then you want 21 days of inventory, not 90. If your business is rental apartments, you want properties operating well in excess of 93% occupancy. If your business is construction, then you want sales to occur in under 30 days. The problem arises when companies see strong demand. They say, "All of my properties are selling in less than a week." Not only that, everything is selling without having to be discounted. So they ramp up production. They can't find the additional labor easily, so they offer a little more money to lure away talent. After all, everything is selling with no discount. They're able to add a little extra cost, and that's not going to hurt anybody. But remember, the new capacity is going to take 8 to 10 months to produce, and once it's started, it's got to be completed. Fast forward a year, all the companies have increased production significantly at the same time. Now, all of a sudden, the market is dramatically saturated with product. Suppliers panic at the same time and slam on the brakes. The staff who were once needed for production are now redundant for at least 90 days, maybe longer. They get laid off, and you have the markings of negative growth. Two quarters of that, and economists call it a recession. So the question is, are you seeing signs of overcapacity in the market? Last week on the podcast, I reported that many markets, senior housing, is seeing falling occupancies, and the major primary markets are experiencing 85.2% occupancy and falling. Only 63% of that new capacity is getting filled. The major demographic shift, that wave of baby boomers, is still 10 to 15 years away. They don't come into assisted living until they're 85 years old. How many businesses can hold their breath for 10 to 15 years waiting for the customers to show up? There are other segments of the market where we're seeing excess inventory as well. Retail space is another. The value of shopping malls have fallen on average 9% nationwide in the past year. We're talking about the second year of declining value, totaling 18% in the past 24 months. The face of retail is changing. An incredible amount of product is getting to consumers' homes in a brown truck dropped off at the front door. This weekend, I walked through the Diamond District in Manhattan. 47th Street is the epicenter of this concentration of jewelry stores. This is an area that used to be a bustling, thriving hotbed of activity. And this week, it looked like it had one foot in the grave. There were a very large percentage of stores that looked like either on the verge of closing or had closed. And I sat down and I actually talked with a number of store owners and asked them how business was going. And I kept hearing the same story over and over again, that too much product was being sold online and business was slow. They couldn't afford the high rents. Many stores were closing. One thing I noticed that in the showcases of several stores, they were absolutely jammed with product. And when the product is diamond jewelry, the owner is sitting on a large amount of inventory. And unless a lot of that's on consignment, they have a ton of money tied up in inventory. We're talking millions and millions of dollars. Some showcases were so jammed with product, it was almost impossible to focus my attention on a single piece of jewelry that I might be interested in. There was just that much concentration, that much excess inventory. That's a sign that that business has become overextended. The thing to remember is that when economists talk about economic cycles, they talk about the economy as if it's one thing. But in reality, you can be in recession in one sector of the economy and be in hypergrowth in another sector. It's never one size fits all, and I urge you to move out of the thinking that focuses on averages. I want you to pay attention to the specific. So as you're thinking about that, wondering whether the next recession is coming, pay close attention to the market sectors that you are interested in. Don't pay attention to the averages. Pay attention to the specific. Meantime, have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.